will send its newest national security cutter, the 420-foot Berthoff, to the Arctic for this summer's open water season. That's in addition to a buoy tender and two helicopters. The Guard is preparing for more traffic and anticipated offshore oil drilling through their Arctic Shield effort. If Shell moves ahead with exploratory drilling this summer, the company expects to have 22 vessels in the region and 6 aircraft. They plan to fly more than 300 trips from land to the drilling rigs to ferry 400 employees around. Rear Admiral Thomas P. Ostebo, the commander of District 17, was in Nome yesterday to speak with Native Corporation and city leaders.
When you have this much activity going on, there's always a possibility of collisions, groundings, helicopter mishaps, aircraft going into Barrow at 3 times the normal rate to bring all these people up there. One of them has a mishap. The Coast Guard's going to be there to do all the missions, our 11 statutory missions on the North Slope, which heretofore we haven't done much of. So we're looking to take our normal mission set and move it to an area of the nation where in the past we haven't been.
The Guard is adding a temporary air base and communication station in Barrow. They also plan to do their first ever oil spill response drill in Arctic waters. No oil will actually be spilled, but they will test their ability to deploy and operate skimming equipment. Traffic through the Bering Strait is again expected to break records, with upwards of 1,000 vessels transiting the strait. Ostebo says in preparing for Shell's drilling program, people should step back and take a holistic view of growth in the Arctic. Ostebo points to massive Russian tankers carrying Norwegian gas condensate that made it through the strait this past summer.
The U.S. has really no control over that. That's foreign flag vessels operating between two sovereign nations going to a third nation to deliver it. My point is that there's a lot of activity going on and that the United States is just now, I think, beginning to realize, quite frankly, how much of that activity is going on right in our own backyard. And we're also realizing that we don't have full control over that. A lot of times we like to think that we're managing all this and we're in charge. We're not.
Ostebo says the country should be looking at ways to organize vessel traffic lanes and improve communication among those navigating through the area. Ostebo was asked about anti-whaling protesters and the Guard's ability to respond if subsistence hunters are harassed. He says the Guard's jurisdiction is limited beyond 12 miles offshore and says he'll be sending Nome residents a legal analysis of what the Guard can do in different areas. Shell is planning on using Dutch Harbor as its logistics hub for the drilling season. Nome's port will see some action. The cutter Alex Haley is expected to make port calls in Nome a couple of times, along with buoy tenders. Shell must still secure individual well permits in order to go ahead with this summer's program. If Shell is successful, ConocoPhillips and Statoil hope to drill in the next 2 summers.